This is All Things Considered on WFYI Public Radio. I'm Russ Maloney. Longtime Indianapolis arts and culture supporter and journalist Jill Dittmeyer died last weekend. We will miss her at WFYI, and we are not alone. She's been part of the lives of Midwest viewers and listeners for 25 years as a journalist and news anchor for WTHR, then fulfilling that same role at WFYI and through her arts and culture shows, including The Good Life and Curious Mix. WFYI reporter Taylor Bennett was a colleague of Jill's. She met virtually with the Arts Council of Indianapolis's Shannon Linker and WFYI's Vice President of Television Productions, Clayton Taylor, to share their memories and a tribute to Jill this evening. Their conversation starts with Clayton remembering meeting Jill when he first started working at WFYI.
She had left WTHR at that point, and she had started a production of a series called The Good Life, which is about wine and good food in Indiana. And she really was an early pioneer of what became like the craft brewing movement and just the Indiana wine industry.
She was a tireless advocate for the Indianapolis arts community. That was her thing. Shannon, you were there. You know how she was when she covered this beat. What are you thinking right now?
Well, I think myself and all of the arts community, we're just still in disbelief and we're shocked. We her zest for life was really incredible. The things that I remember and I think about, I have been thinking about all night, that genuine passion, like you said, that it was personal to her. And that was something that I really valued. Often when a reporter would come, I would need to introduce them to the artist and introduce the project. But with Jill, she knew what they were working on. She knew their history. She knew their last show. I think that's why you're seeing so much outpouring of love on social media right now from artists, because they felt that she understood them and appreciated them and valued them for what they really do and bring to the community.
What is your favorite memory? I know there's probably so many, but what's one that really stands out to you?
Oh, wow. There are so many. Just every time she comes into a room, into a crowded gallery, she lights up the room. That's a memory that happened 100 times at 100 different events. But I think what will stick with me is during the pandemic, when everyone was afraid, everyone in the arts community, we need people to see the work and experience the work and be in the room. And we realized we weren't going to be able to do that. And so Jill was really the first one to figure out a way that we could have a personal interaction with artists and artwork during the shutdown. So she was out and about going to galleries and doing social distance interviews with one-on-one with an artist or a curator. And I just have this memory of her standing there with her mask, talking, 6 feet away from an artist. And I just thought, wow, she is the reason people are going to be able to stay connected to this work and know what we're doing and know that it's still there and it's still happening and it's still important.
Jill is somebody who truly lived her work. And she took joy in it, and she had that capacity of always being in the moment with the people she was with and making them feel completely at ease. Also, I think, just never really clocked off the job, because I think, the job was such a passion for her that she didn't measure it in terms of time or work time. She was just going to be there.
She will absolutely be missed.
Her absence around the station, I know, will be felt, and we all deeply will miss her.
We are thankful for Jill's work and that we still have it, even after she is gone.
With WFYI News, I'm Jill Dittmeyer. Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department Chief Randall. 2020 has not been a good year to be a gig musician. Performance spaces throughout the state and the nation shut down, along with many other businesses. And many of these venues have yet to reopen. Good afternoon. It's 5:44. I'm Jill Dittmeyer. The Indy Jazz Fest kicks off tomorrow night at the Schratt Center.
What dessert is more all-American than pie and more Hoosier than sugar cream? The Wickersham family of Winchester, Indiana, has been producing Wick's pies for over 60 years. I thoroughly enjoyed the book.
Thank you.
I'm glad. I've got like a million questions for you. I'm not going to ask them all because we won't have time, but it's just, you've done a very great service with this book.
Thank you, Jill.